We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How y'all feel?
You got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good morning, everybody. Good Tuesday to each and every one of you. Hope you're off to a good start to the day. Thank you for taking some time to spend it with Shane and I this morning. Jack Chambers produces. It is Sports Daily on a Tuesday. Tip off to the NBA, tip off to the World Series. We've got the first college basketball poll out, courtesy of the AP. KU obviously in the mix, as they usually are. And we are right around the corner to college basketball. We've got a lot going on here at the back end of October, as we usually do, Shane.
Yeah, KU plays Fort Hays State in an exhibition on Thursday, game you can hear right here. And Wichita State has theirs next Tuesday. They play an exhibition game. So basketball is pretty much here. The NBA is officially here. We can talk about that in a little bit. But the way too early AP top 25 is out. And regardless of how it stacks up by the end of the year, Michigan State is one. Kentucky is two. Kansas is three, Duke is four, and they all play one another in the Champions Classic in early November.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Texas Tech is 13th of other notables. Memphis is 14th.
Yeah.
Has there been more hype or expectations around a bunch of kids that haven't played yet this side of the Fab Five? My goodness. They were 22-14 last year, which I kind of get, but 14th with James Wiseman, is that the guy's name? It's supposedly the best player in the country. And coming into Memphis, Wichita State
did not
receive any
votes. It's a lot of expectation on a young basketball team, but I'll be interested to see. Look, from a standpoint of being in the midst of the American Conference, it's a good thing. You like these kinds of expectations on teams in the American. You want Memphis to be highly regarded.
True.
You want Houston to be highly regarded. These are things that you want. So good. Go have success. Live long and prosper. We get you twice a year, normally. I'm not sure. I don't have the schedule directly in front of me. And hopefully, we get you then. But other than that, go for it. It's great. Good for the league.
Only one other team that Wichita State plays is in the preseason top 25. That's VCU. Others receiving votes, Cincinnati and Houston. Wichita State did not receive any. So they will enter 2019-2020. Expected to finish fourth in the league, but no top 25 votes, which I don't know that anybody can necessarily use that as bulletin board material.
Win a few games. They've got enough stand up and take a look games early on that they'll be there. They take care of their business. They'll get there. Not that that matters greatly, but
no.
Because it doesn't.
Baylor in the top 25 when it comes to Big 12 schools. They're at 16. Mentioned Texas Tech is 13. And KU is carrying the flag at number three in the AP top 25. Speaking of KU.
K-State getting any votes?
No.
Interesting.
Nope. Scanning through here. Missouri got 13 votes.
How about Missouri and Kansas renewing their rivalry?
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. It's cool. Interesting, in a series that began in 1907 – and 269 head-to-head matchups over 105 years. It ended pretty abruptly in February 2012. And the reason, in case you forgot, depending on what you read, not only is traced back to Missouri's decision to depart the Big 12, but Bill Self, who was asked numerous times over the years if he could envision playing Mizzou again. And he was normally pretty consistent in his refusal to schedule them. Now, who knows how that goes as far as mutual interest or if Self was just, you know, portrayed to be the bad guy. I don't know. But it seemed like, and this is stupid, but, and I'm not pointing out anyone individually, but this seems like KU is holding a grudge against Missouri for leaving the Big 12.
Didn't bother me very much, to be honest with you. I mean, that may
it's
be
a border
the perception.
War, man. I hear you.
But I mean, you know,
play once every couple years. Play a neutral game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's
hey, that,
obvious.
That
we
show,
weren't in the
that
middle
showdown,
of it.
I know, but that showdown for relief in October of 2017.
Yes.
The money raiser for the Hurricane. That told you everything you need to know about what people think about KU and Mizzou.
Yeah, and absolutely. And that appeared to be the nut that Bill Self actually needed in reading some of the
And Jeff Long,
decision-making
too, because
that
he
went
was
into
the, brand new to this, and he's like, I don't know anything about why KU and Mizzou's not playing anymore, but look at this. Why wouldn't, you know?
Well, if you know Konzo Martin, there cannot be a better, more agreeable soul than Konzo Martin. He's absolutely fantastic. Great guy. And got to know him, obviously, in his time at Missouri State and just really, really liked him, enjoyed him a great deal. So it's no surprise to me that if he and Bill, you know, at least had a conversation, that there wasn't a way that they couldn't have, you know, gotten to each other. And then I think after the exhibition, it was fairly clear. And time takes care of things, doesn't it?
Well,
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, when I get the Big 12's upheaval, and they were, I don't know exactly what the word would be when Mizzou bolted for the SEC, but it left the Big 12 kind of in shambles somewhat. Anytime somebody leaves the league, you got to scramble to make up for it in some ways. But for the individuals, I mean, I don't know. It seems petty to me that
it's
they didn't
small.
Play for 5 years.
It is small, but I'm not wearing those shoes.
I know, I'm not either.
I don't know the motivation, but I mean, I know Bill Self to be generally a fairly fairly pragmatic guy who doesn't generally knee jerk. So he was obviously PO'd about something. Because he was the guy that kept it, that held it up.
Well, and he's the guy that had to answer the questions, obviously.
He was the guy that said, no, we don't need to play them.
Mm-hmm.
But and he knew that Kansas had the leverage in basketball in that relationship. It's not like Missouri. I mean, Missouri kind of comes and goes a little bit on the basketball radar.
The last time they met in February 2012 – KU is number 4, and Mizzou is number 3.
Mm-hmm.
So,
they've had games like that.
Well, but I'm saying that's
like
the
that.
Last time that they played. So, at that point, it was still this is really beneficial for both of us. Now, I don't know if Bill had a crystal ball and saw that Mizzou would fall on hard times in basketball, which they did pretty much almost immediately after that.
Mm-hmm.
But they had managed to avoid each other all those years. Look, if you ask KU fans, and maybe we should, what's more important to you, the border war or the Sunflower Showdown? Because KU people hate Mizzou and the other way around.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if that's cooled a little now that they're in the SEC, but if you're not a KU guy, quote unquote, or gal, I don't think you understand the hatred of KU Missouri and the how important that rivalry is. And I just can't believe it dissolved away. Because,
well, one of the best in all of college, sports.
Growing up, I was convinced that it was KU K-State. And I don't think it is. Or maybe it is.
Oh, no.
Now more so, but it was
KU
Missouri.
Well, now, because at least they're in the same conference. But and I don't know how it'll work out playing once a year. My guess is that it'll work out pretty well. It'll be something that both fan bases circle. First two are going to be at Sprint Center. Makes perfect sense to me. Then they go the home, and it's a damn shame it's not the Hearn Center anymore, but because that place was just such a fun place to go watch college basketball, especially when Kansas was in there. But we'll see whether it rekindles. It won't be the same. It won't be the same. There's no way it can be, because the weight of the games are different. First of all, it's one game a year, and it's earlier in the season, and there's no bearing on conference races. So you take all of that stuff away. You're left basically with Quantrell's Raiders, burning Lawrence to the ground, deeply rooted, you know, history of hate between the two states, free state, slave state, all of those things, which, I believe me, are real. It sounds ridiculous to be talking in terms of 1860 here, but it's real. It really is. It's real. And it won't be the same. It won't be the same. There's no way it can be. And the fact that time has passed and that water has gone under the bridge will change it to some degree as well.
If K-State left the Big 12, would KU continue to play K-State, I wonder?
I don't know. Probably.
Would they have to KU regularly kicks K-State's ass. So I'm sure it's more amicable from Bill Self's standpoint. I don't want to make him the lightning rod here. But
well, not in football.
No, I'm talking about in basketball. Like, would
just in basketball?
Just hoops, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you Bill would play that. I think he probably would.
The initial.
That's a good series. That's a good rivalry.
Missouri series, when it cranks back up, will be Sprint Center December 12, 2020. And then the schools will alternate between Allen Fieldhouse and Mizzou Arena for the next 4 years. And then the final matchup will be Sprint Center, assuming that they don't extend it beyond that. So, first things first. I mean, it's good that those two are playing one another again after 8-year hiatus. Hard to believe.
Yeah, that is hard to believe, isn't it?
105-year series, 269 games, snapped in February of 2012. But it's coming back. And KU, as we mentioned, has an exhibition game on Thursday against Fort Hays State. You can hear that game right here on KFH, 6 o'clock. Tip off at 7. It's part of What's on Tap this week on KFH, brought to you by Side Pockets out at the corner of Kellogg and Tyler. Today's Taco Tuesday. Of course it's Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. 4 hard-shell beef tacos loaded to the hilt out there at Side Pockets, corner of Kellogg and Tyler. World Series tonight. Chiefs Kingdom show is on tonight. Directly before that, you can hear all the World Series action right here on KFH as well. Coming up next segment, a little World Series talk. Dan Israel at 10, NBA opening night about an hour from now. Some kind of disturbing news out of the World Series. When we get to that, an assistant GM for Houston is making headlines for all the wrong reasons. We can get into that. Kind of a good feel-good story. Lance McCullers is giving some Astros fans World Series tickets. We'll tell you about that.
That is cool. Yeah. Yep. That's cool. No question.
But
real quickly before we close out college basketball, the Shockers I know have an exhibition coming up. Are they playing a scrimmage? Do they have a closed-door scrimmage? Have they already played it?
You had to ask. I think they already did it, and I cannot remember who it was.
I can't remember who it was against this year.
Some part of me wants to say it's Nebraska, but I can't remember.
Maybe that's right. Okay.
But I think it's already come and gone.
Well, that's good. Obviously not much information came out of that.
Well, they never do. I mean, those things, good luck getting the info on those things. When they say closed-door scrimmages, you don't – I mean, the only thing I ever heard about Wichita State's closed-door scrimmage against ORU either last year or the year before was that we won.
Like, wouldn't you think, Shane, that it would be isn't college basketball I don't know about missing the boat, but wouldn't that be a great opportunity? Don't alter anything. Scrimmage it the way that you absolutely want it to do.
Mm-hmm.
Have people bring in canned goods or $5 or whatever it is. First come, first serve.
Sit wherever you want.
Sit wherever you want and give it all to charity.
Makes some sense to me. Kind of like that Hurricane Relief game they played in Sprint.
Yeah, how good would that be around? Yeah, right. I mean, you know, the Hurricane Relief game is a good example of how that could work. But, I mean, you know, I mean, even if you're drawing 5,000 or 7,000 or 3,000 or whatever, you're leaving the world a better place just by having done it and being able to give something to people that need it or are in stress. Why does it need to be? Where is it written down in NCAA annals that, oh, you're allowed to do this, but you can't tell anybody about it, and it's got to be played in secrecy? Who the hell cares?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who cares? What difference does it make whether any information comes out of Oral Roberts and Wichita State scrimmaging? Nobody cares.
Certainly not once the season starts. That's a distant memory. No. 869-1240 is Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Sean would like to weigh in on the border war. Thanks for listening, and thanks for the call. Sean, how are you?
Doing fine, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You were talking about time has passed. I'm a sports fan. I'm not an alumni of either school or anything. But just as a sports fan who turns on the television, I don't think they should. Missouri, A&M, Colorado, and the rest of them, they made their choice. There's consequences for your choices. KU shouldn't play Missouri. Oklahoma shouldn't play Nebraska in football. Texas shouldn't play A&M. They made their choice to go to the SEC, Big Ten, so on. You know, if living with KU in basketball and OU in football was so bad, well, how's that working out for you?
I just don't think they should.
Thanks. And I'll say
Fair enough, Sean.
I have heard this said over the years as far as KU of K-State may be our rivals, but Missouri is our enemies, but they chose to leave. I would rather Bill Self play Wichita State than Missouri, and that whole argument.
Well, don't hold your breath on that one.
K-State, yeah. You know, would they schedule K-State if they was in different conferences? If you say they would play K-State, you know, and I've heard Bill Self say this of they don't need to play Wichita State because of they go other places for recruiting. And, yeah, I've heard it since this conversation has been talked to death during Wichita State's Final Four run. I've heard it. I've listened to it. I've even called in your show on it before, but I guess bottom line, they shouldn't play Missouri.
All right. Interesting perspective, Sean. That's not bad.
That is interesting. Thank you, Sean. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. At least he had a take. You didn't like it well enough in the Big 12,
right.
So buzz off. We don't need you.
Yeah, and by the way, Bill Self is fine. He doesn't need to play Wichita State. And you know what? Greg Marshall couldn't give two wooden nickels. Who cares? Everybody's got their own things to do, and that's fine. So that's more a thing of fans wanting to see it happen. And quite frankly, there's only one fan base that really wants to see it happen, and that's probably Wichita State. I don't think KU's fan base cares about that game ever.
All right, Major League Baseball talk, and we come back. Sports Daily on a Tuesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.